Giant Thrasher Magazine Radio back in the air this year, this day. Today, SFCA comes full circle. I got Bryce Knights, ex-photo editor, pro skater, extraordinaire, San Francisco loke, now Portland lifeblood bitch. Bryce, how you doing?
I'm pretty good, Jake. Good to see you all.
Always a pleasure. Bryce, what was it like when you first started work? Well, you started working at the shipyard back in 1443. What was that like?
It was a pretty toxic situation there. Just old shipyard, you know, lead paint, breathing fumes in the dark room, making prints for the magazine. Just before desktop publishing, we were just doing
it. Before we hit that desktop world of just Ruby Lith and paste
Ruby up. Taste up, a little bit of here and there, you know, just staying up late nights.
A little bit of late night Thatcher.
So, no, it was good stuff.
When the magazine was smaller then, we're hitting on all cylinders right now. We can't believe it.
You guys are killing it.
No, it's amazing because we triangulate with the website as well as the magazine. We're still doing 200-page mag, suckers. Think about that. Right, so then you got the job at the plant.
I was pretty much the first intern.
Right, you know, the first
paid intern.
But you also took photos. I mean, they needed imagery, so then they said, hey, Bryce, what do you got, right?
Mr. Vitello, you know.
God rest his soul.
Fausto did so much and taught all of us so much, and it was true DIY. Like, here, pick up a camera, learn to shoot this.
No, he gave me a camera and a credit card, and he said, go find it. And I was like, hey, I'm there.
Yeah, so, I mean, he gave me all the spark with Kevin and Mofo and just kept
so you were one of the first people that actually skated. I mean, Kevin was thinking about golf, and Mofo was thinking about tattoos.
I was living
and
it, doing it.
And shit like that.
I was juggling the whole thing.
Right, you did the whole gamut. And then eventually you got the pro deal that was like you rode for Schmidsticks.
Yep.
Then eventually went to Dogtown, stab me in the back, come on.
Red Dog when he lived up in SF.
But, all right, what's the first song you want to play? You want to play some Zodiac Mind Warp for me? What is it? Come on.
No, I really want to rock out to Thin Lizzy, Emerald. It's one of my favorite songs.
So when you think back on taking photos of those times, I mean, what's like some of the greatest photos that you remember taking that you're actually the chromolens that you're so hyped on?
Well, it's funny you say chrome because Kodachrome was the best film ever. And one of those Kodachrome images was definitely Gons at Alcatraz. Shot half a roll. We were there for a half a morning.
Who hooked that up? John Detman hooked
John
that
Detman
up.
Did, yeah.
Indy first team manager.
Before he worked at Thrasher, he worked actually on The Rock as one of the Rangers.
But he changed his name to fucking John Little because he was over the Detman shit. I was like, I like that later
yeah,
on in
he,
life.
Yeah, he switched it up.
Well, who does he work for now?
He's a freelance. He just develops websites and whatnot.
Just too cool for school?
No, I don't know about that. But
I've always seen him like that. He was always like, that's painfully obvious, Jake. I was like, fuck, come on,
so dude. He got us on The Rock, and we went there and we rented a costume and got Gons in the prison uniform.
But the front side pivot? That's
front side pivot. And he did a front side lip slide as well.
On the lip slide? On a rail? Or on
no,
that
on that wall.
That wall looks pretty tight.
Really tight.
I've seen it. You make t-shirts of that shit now?
Still there. I do not.
Who makes the t-shirts? I've seen
it. I thought Thrasher did.
I thought the
painting that Lance did, right?
Oh, it's a painting that Lance... Okay, I see. I was like, look at the image. Like, oh, that's ours, but we don't know it. What about any other images that stick out in your mind?
Oh,
at that
definitely
time?
Coco taking it down the hill.
Juice
on Juice Street. Yeah, that's one
that's
of my favorite.
Deal.
Just
that's
like
right
I'm sending
right
it. I'm going.
Take me there.
Do or die.
Coco was like, I got two. What do you say? He goes, I got two modes, on and off. And
yeah,
that was definitely on.
And then one other photo that really hasn't had much notoriety, but we were all there, was on Clipper Street with Aileen O'Brocklin. Said he's going to send a luge. And I remember Jim and Tommy at the intersection like, this is nuts.
This is it. Jamie Jack,
and
what?
And the dude stuffed it into the back of the car.
And put the car up on the sidewalk. That was fucking too sick.
And the ambulance happened to be there.
No, just, did you see that? It was like, whoa. And then, no, even better, they interview him from the fucking, he's at the hospital and he's got, anything would you say to the future? Anybody would try that? And he goes, two words, helmets and pads, which is three words.
Right.
But I like
his femur's over behind his neck.
He's over behind his neck. His wife crying. He's holding him like this. And then at the same time, that same summer, he dropped in at fucking Sacto Vert. He made his wife walk the plank because he was already hurt. He had a broken leg. And his wife just did the whole diving board and then just flat on her face.
And then he asked me if I got it, and I didn't have film in the camera on purpose. I was like, yeah, I got it.
But he's there at the trade show getting like
right.
Grind King tattoo. I got a pal tattoo here. My space for rent. Any tattoo you want. And I was like, but that was lean and mean. Skateboarding hadn't gone Richter like it was. Now
no.
X Games started
was early
in 1995,
90s.
Correct?
That's right. Rhode Island.
It was Newport. That's right. Sid Abruzzi told me, because you got to come out here. We got bitches everywhere. It's going to be sick. When Sid finally, he put his shit together at the end, because Ruthie died, and then Sid had to take control of the Water Brothers. And Sid, you know I love you. forever.
Yep.
So you remember contests and all the shit? I mean, we used to go to contests and there was nobody there. I mean, it was like shit was a graveyard shift. $200 to win a contest?
Exactly.
I mean,
You won a t-shirt and a fucking trophy. That was it.
Like, there you
handshake.
Go.
Here you go. Next.
Like Tommy won the first street style contest, but he entered as an am. And then he was like, what? I don't get paid. And he goes, you entered as an am.
Fausto said, nope.
It's Christian.
It goes to Christian. Sorry.
Tommy was like that look in his face like, what? You know, but Tommy still money. Did you see that dish thing we did 25 years ago?
I did.
Was that crazy?
That was the second contest, right?
Well, I know, but the first
But it was insane.
Well,
I mean, Day of Hell 2, Day of Hell. They were all just
Mark
gnarly.
Jigglestone trying to get his 3A points. Castle, I got to get my shit
So they're building
out.
A park up there now?
That's what the lady, the Trust for Public Lands, Trudy and these people, they're gonna redo it. Hubbard's got the fucking the red light to do it. January 1, supposedly it starts. We'll see.
Wow.
Well, it took us 8 years to get Petrero. So
I just
we'll
saw
see
the
how
pizza
goes.
Wedge they're building down there by DeBose.
No, that shit's sick. Imagine go through that door on a bike and then blast out into Market Street. That you know somebody's gonna try that.
Right.
It's like,
right.
No, that park looks sick because it's gonna have lights and it's triangular and there's all kinds of hubs.
No, it's right in the center of the city. I mean,
no, it's sick.
It's right there.
No, the center of the city is. Castro, no, it's Market and Fillmore. That's where that Safeway is, right there. That's pretty much ground zero. Of the city. You grew up in this city. Do you remember the Harkening days back to Yonder Deer? I mean, we skated Blood Bowl. We skated Blood Banks. I mean, the shit was like...
There was so much stuff. I mean, the one spot that's still there is China Banks. It's still skatable. I mean, yeah, there's little knobs here and there, but you can ride the thing.
No, that's amazing.
It's pretty amazing.
Because remember, we used to... Kent, Kata,
Arco found it.
Arco found... He used to live down there. He told me, he goes, I found this spot. And I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
And then same with the old Embarcadero, too. And I talked to Pierre, and I was like, where's the half pipes? And he took me to Embarcadero, and they're like this. And I was like, well, that's kind of a half pipe. I like this guy. What's the next song you want to hear, Bryce?
Let's go with Los Olvidados, Listen to You.
I mean, how come we always hated San Jose? Just to give us
I don't know. Like,
on that.
One vibe that I didn't like is, you know, I'd go down there and skate, and those guys would never come up to the city.
No, they never did.
Cab was the only guy that skated Studio 43.
Ever.
Everybody else, yeah, none of those guys came up. Kennedy Warehouse guys just stayed in their own little deal.
We started, remember, we had the first ramp in Studio 43. That was like in the 80s.
Yep.
And then in 1990, the day when they invaded fucking, was the Gulf War was in?
It was in 90, wasn't it?
That was in 90. We built the ramp, but we were finishing up that night, the vert ramp. And it was like Brunette Battaglia was there and Red Dog. And it was a whole bunch of freaks. No. And then we started Hell Ride that night. I mean, that was the beginning of.
That's where it started.
Right. That's 2000. We was like Friday night Hell Ride because we'd stay here at the Mag. We'd drink beers. And then we'd go down there and skate.
Go rip the ramp. Then we end up at Roger's house.
Just eating spaghetti. And then
down
go
on Lower
Haight.
Yeah.
And go all night. It was like fucking seriously. Things don't happen like that. Pretty funny. When you shoot, you work now, you do you take photos for. ESPN and the big
ESPN, Street League, just, you know, all the events. I pretty much shoot the events.
I haven't seen much of your photos. Is it on website? Does it go straight to web?
Yeah, pretty much web. I mean, very few things get to print these days. You know how it's very tight.
Like I said, we're doing 200-page mags. I mean, Lifeblood, why don't you ads in the mag?
Give us a rate. I mean, we're not a shoe company or a clothing.
Not a shoe company, as it turns out. Nobody's the Nike Armada.
Yeah.
So you're based out of Portland. Who are the I got Merlino, Mason Merlino's on your squad.
Yeah, Mason Merlino, Cody Lockwood, Kowalski's out on the coast.
K-Walks.
Willis is awesome. He moved south.
Willis?
Yeah. Kimball.
Oh, Willis Kimball. I thought he was
Kimball's son.
He quit Creature to ride for y'all?
No. I'm just saying he's one of the Portland Rippers.
No, but okay.
For Lifeblood.
For Life. But I thought he rode for Creature.
He does.
He does now. He got the upgrade.
Sorry to confuse you.
Okay, I was like,
I'm just listing guys who rip in the Northwest.
I was like, wait a minute.
That would be a downgrade, right?
So Lifeblood, and there's another company called Blood Wizard. Is there any crossover there?
No, I mean, we did a little tour two years ago
collab?
Together.
Where'd you guys go?
Me and Toad
got to the East Coast.
No, we went to Colorado, man.
Where'd you go? Did you go to Arvada?
Went to Arvada, straight up.
That place is
Fort Collins Market Skate Shop. Those guys kill it.
Yeah.
We went up to Fairplay, rode that backyarder. It's like
a
little clover.
That backyard bowl, clover.
Yep.
They got a lot of new.
Went to Carbondale and they made us wear helmets and we said, nope, we're gone.
See you later. Carbondale. After what we did to Carbondale, they were like, welcome skaters. Yeah. No, don't ever come back.
Yeah. So we didn't last there too long.
That was 10 years ago, baby. Who'd believe that mass that happened that fast ago? I was like,
damn.
Aaron Mazey dropped in on the skull. Ha ha.
King of the Roads, how old is it?
No, it was started in 2003.
Wow.
I was there the day it started. I was in New York and I got on the subway train and the blackout happened. I was like, what happened? The whole city went, the grid from Toronto all the way down to Philly, just blackout. There was nothing. People were fucking in the streets, lighting fires, burning shit down. It was like martial law. I was pretty surprised that I've been through the earthquake, hurricanes, you know, all that shit, but the blackout was like, New York wasn't coming back from that too quick.
Yeah.
What's the next song?
Next one's going to be Gary Clark Jr., Bright Lights.
Bright Lights, Big City, or Bright Lights?
Bright Lights.
No Scorps? Come on, Bright Lights. So will you skate? How much do you skate? I mean, we're both older cats. You skate as much as you can, or do you skate?
I do as much as I can, at least once or twice a week. You know,
at least you have an air for like you.
Pretty much transitions, you know, because the street just kills you. Landing a flat, I don't really.
I got one question to ask you pertaining to the magazine. Chris Senn never got a cover. He was your guy. He was Skater of the Year, the only Skater of the Year that never got a cover. Why?
He could have had that one that I shot in Grass Valley, but you denied it.
I said, no, what is this shit?
It was the bank wall. It was really cool.
Well, then everybody else has done everything else in the world on that?
Pretty much. I mean, yeah. Well, not back then. But
not back then.
Nowadays.
Well, Cardiel had the wheel with the red Crips wheel, the cover, the Frontside O.
Yep.
And that was in his interview. When you were also snowboard crossover, you take out Johnny. Johnny was already snowboard machine. Like he was like
way ahead of the game.
Way ahead of the game. Misty like, Sevens.
Running circles around those dudes.
It was like just circles around. Then
he was having fun. He wasn't taking it serious.
Well, nobody did take it seriously until it went Olympics.
Right.
And now they're got this.
And they're coming to the skateboarding.
But they only count up the rotations and shit. It's so gay. It's like not. It's like
do a lip trick and you're done.
No, do a back lip, a smoking back lip, or you know, a rocket air to fakie. Or I see one guy. He did a foot plant and they took him off for plants. He goes, that's not proper. I was like, a foot plant. Do you snowboard a lot?
Not really. I mean,
your knees. How's your body working?
I do it. My body's holding up. It's
you just, never had surgery, right?
I had surgery once
on your knee.
On my knee, yeah, in '96.
I had three surgeries just last year, so it's been a fucking this thing is just like.
It looks like it's healing up though, but you lost some muscle tone there.
Well, this is just they cut me open from here, and they put this muscle in here.
Damn.
It's like some whole costume. It's like Frankenstein. Hey, keep me on the road. You got plans for the summer? You got a tour for the blood?
Yeah, we're actually we just got back from Las Vegas. Had a really good time down there. Skated a bunch of ditches, a bunch of pools. We didn't skate too many pools, but. Lots of ditches.
Hella ditches. Yeah, I love ditches. Like
hella.
Indian school ditch is sick because you can just go for fucking miles. And it's just like you ollie from the bank to the bike path and snap from the bike path back in. That's just like heaven.
It's amazing.
That's Albuquerque, though. So Vegas is always cool.
It's always good to keep it on the road, as you know. Just
you know how that.
You always find new shit.
Julian told me just one time. He goes, like, we were silly. It was hella funny. He was like, just got to keep moving on, man. I was like, yeah, I feel that too every day.
If you just stay in your own zone, you're just going to stagnate. You know,
no, it's because you rot. You can become Ed Riggins. Next thing you know, the zombie. No, it's funny when you come back in here to high speed. We've been here 25 years now at least.
Yep.
27.
Keeping it going.
Yeah. Never. I mean, we've moved. Slap's gone, of course. The if Curbs Could Cry. No, Thrasher's about. Fuck it. That's why Thrasher is going to be successful because, you know, any sensitive skateboard magazine, that ain't going to last.
Yeah, it's not about selling skateboarding. It's about selling a culture.
Who runs Burnside now? There's no Chops not there.
It's pretty wide open, man. I mean, you don't really get vibed out there. Unfortunately, on the weekends, you'll see BMXers there in the mornings.
They have to go in the morning.
And they split by 11. They're done.
Of course they do. They go there early because they know that they're creepy. They're just,
yeah. But it's not such a, I don't know, a drug-infested vibe session there anymore.
Bring the 12er. Right. Where are you from?
Right.
Straight. Well, Little John's not there. He's in fucking Louisville right now working on the new. They dozed Louisville, and they're building a new one because the new freeway's coming.
And LJ's on that crew?
LJ's on that crew. And I was like, Hubs, come on. Really, because sadness, I got to deal with it.
Damn.
Well, so how do you figure? How many boards you sell in Lifeblood? You sell $500 a month.
We've sold quite a few. We're up.
You
to,
big in Japan?
We're getting there.
Yeah. Do you go to? You haven't been to Japan?
We haven't
yet?
Been, but we're going.
Call Tsuyoshi.
Probably next year.
Tsuyoshi will hook you up. Tsuyoshi's the money man. Tsuyoshi,
Tsuyoshi, bring us over.
Take care of the boys. Bring everybody. Bring the whole kitchen sink. He always loves it when the freak show happens because it's just like, I see him at the end of the show. He's just like. He's a little bit younger than you and me.
Yeah.
But
he brought the ox over there, right?
He brought Cole Pitts has been there a bunch of times. Max.
Damn.
epically trifes big. If Schmitty could fly in an airplane, it might make it over there. What's one more song? Come on, help me here.
Let's go with Venom, Black Metal, please.
Yes! Black Metal. No, what did I play? Is We Bury Me Down Into the Hole in the Ground?
Yep.
That's
we had that song on repeat at Studio 43. Fugazi and
Fugazi and
Motorhead.
Zodiac Mind Warp. Merciful Hate.
Yep. Come Van on. Halen, Unchained.
Coco would walk up there, put the tape, and goes, that's it. You guys were skating the Mini. We were skating the Vert. And it's like War of the Troglodytes.
But nobody crossed the spine.
Nobody.
A few people.
No, Jason Ellis didn't know. I seen. Nobody's crossed it the thick way going in. Nobody caught air going in. I did a couple fudgies going to the small part. But nobody ever crossed it. Maybe J.G. Rogers. He might have done a lean to tail into it. But
Chad Bott?
Who?
Maybe.
Chad Bott? Chad Knott. Yeah. So do you have your own distribution company or do you guys do it through somebody else?
We do it through somebody else. It's called Unheard Distribution. They distribute Ace and Javaro Wheels.
Oh, Javaro, what's Ace's? That's JoJo's.
That's
shit.
JoJo's shit, yeah. But for the Northwest.
For the North, you have a rep. You have a building where you guys like put it all together, pack the box.
Got a little mini ramp in there and stuff.
You do your own graphics. How many pros you got in your squad?
Got one pro, Kevin Kowalski.
K Dubs.
Yep. And then the rest are all AMs. We got six guys total on the team. Keep it lean and mean.
You guys went to the fucking. You guys blew out. We were there that one time. They blew out pretty much the Texas Death Match, right?
Yeah, those guys go there every year.
Yeah, they go there pretty. Yeah. I see Mason when he was at the fucking Halloween Hell Ride. He was getting his.
That's where Kevin got served.
Oh, he got
hyperextended his knee.
Show's over.
He was off the board for 6 months, but he's back.
Ouch! But it's like, if you're young and you get surgery, you know your chances of coming back are pretty slick. You never know.
Right.
Do you remember the first time we met?
I think it's Joe Lopes' ramp.
No, it wasn't Joe Lopes'
ramp.
See,
I knew you'd remember.
I was with Street Scott, and you had your 510, and it was you and Fish and Ken Takeda, and you had one more seat in the car, and it was Scotty. And you were like, your first thing you asked me, he goes, do you like my shoes? And I was like, you had creepers on. And I was like, yeah, that's killer. Where's the ramp? And then it was at because you go out of Bayfair, and you go across the tracks, and there's that liquor store. You're waiting there.
Yeah.
In your 5-point, whatever, Dyson 510 buggy. And then you're like my shoes. And I was like, that's sick. Dude, where's the ramp? And you're like, there's no room in the car. And I was like, just point me there. And you went down the road to the right and then two blocks up on the left at Lower Drive. And I was like, I'm there. And then I didn't, because I didn't know Joe then. And then when I met him, he's like, you can come back anytime. And it was all it took me was to get in the inn. To
get
that,
open that fence.
Yeah, to open that door. And I was like, thanks. Because I went back a year later with SSD and we went skating there, and it was 20-foot wide with the channel, and I jumped the channel Masonite.
Yep.
Service.
No, but I have that photo of you with the olive sweater on. Oh, that's when I first met you.
I had my briefcase full of bad news. I had my briefcase full of pads. I thought I was really doing it.
Yeah.
The early 80s.
And then we had HP ramp, rolling finger.
It's funny because, like we said, they're going to rebuild that park up there. They're going to redo this area. And the reason that they're building the park is because it's a depressed community. And I was like, it'll all be white people in China.
They're trying to gentrify that hill?
Of course they will. They're going to make it a gated community. San Francisco in 25 years will be
It's got great view.
It's got a great view. They already took out the projects on Middle Point. It's all gone. Where the projects at? Not here. I mean,
Antioch.
Go to Richmond, Marin City, anything up the way. That's where all the people, you see them, they get murdered all the time. It's like bang, bang. We used to have 12 San Francisco supervisors that was black. We only have one, Sophie Maxwell. That's it.
Wow.
One person.
And a fucked up mayor.
Oh, and, well, Gene Kwan, we got two. Two is like, what? I wasn't texting? No. Driving.
Yep.
Okay, if you were to sum up what Blythe Blood is, what is it? It's just core skating? I mean, come on, do you have a...
Just our motto is skate everything. No, it doesn't matter, except for freestyle and shit, but you know, like...
Except for freestyle.
But ride a pool, ride a ditch, ride street, rail, whatever. I mean, just skateboard. That's what we used to do.
No, that's
and that's what it should
do,
be.
Right?
So that's what it's about. Just skate it all.
Skate it all. I went by the Jungle Bowl just the other day. It's still right there, but...
Under wood, right?
No, it's not under dirt.
They filled it.
Did you ever skate that pool that was on Mission right by Pete's Barbecue? One block up, there's like a little...
No.
It's like a little 9-foot pool. It's all full of sand and shit now, but I skated that pool. I've skated 9 pools in the city.
In the city.
Which is pretty... That's a pretty...
You guys had that one out here for a while.
Indoor. McQueen, we had keys. Yeah.
Amazing.
No, we had the ramp here, the pool there. I mean, we had come on. When it comes, it goes.
Yep.
What's the last song you're going to play, Bryce?
I think we'll just bow out with Van Halen, since it was such a special song at Studio 43, is Unchained.
All right, Bryce, it's good to see you. Thanks
cool.
for coming by.
Always a pleasure, Jake.
You know how we do.
Thanks
Bryce
for having
for
me.
Life. You know how that is. Come
cheers.
On, we had our beefs, but you know what? When it comes right down to it, we made it. I thought you'd be happy I made it.
Still doing it.
Bryce Knights, baby, lifeblood, by the boards. If you can handle it and skate everything.